the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Aliyyi al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره إن شاء الله. In previous sessions we were discussing the Quranic verses about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we reached the verse 56 and 57 of chapter 33, Al-Ahzab, or the parties. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Truly Allah and His angels send salutations to the Prophet. And this is an ongoing, continuous process. Yusallun. This is not a stopping. This is not something that happened in the past or is going to happen in the future. This is something which is happening continuously. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O those who believe, now you also should continue this. You should also take part in this by sending salutations to the Prophet, which in our case would be prayer. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those who, instead of being peaceful, instead of being submissive, instead of sending salutation to the Prophet, they cause trouble for the Prophet. These are the people that would be far from Allah's mercy in dunya and akhirah. La'anahumullah fi dunya wal akhirah. And something more, not only they would not receive mercy from Allah in this world and the hereafter, Allah has also prepared for them punishment. This is additional punishment. Sometimes you just don't receive mercy. You don't receive help. You don't receive support. But it is more than that. لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Not only Allah doesn't send His mercy to them, doesn't support them, doesn't help them, but also has prepared for them a type of punishment which would be humiliating them, would not leave any honor and dignity for them. A type of punishment that when you receive, no one would have sympathy with you. Perhaps this is one meaning of azab muhin. You know, sometimes you go through some problems, but people feel that you have been mistreated, or you have been not dealt with justice, or even if you have been dealt with justice, still they have pity for you. They have some kind of sympathy. Say, this poor man is going through this trouble. But if it is azab muhin, if it's punishment which with humiliation, means that then after that you would not have any honor, any dignity. So the result would be that people would not have any sympathy for you. The result is that people don't want to associate themselves with you. So let's keep distance from this person because he is humiliated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this type of adab is very difficult. And this is when people start running away from these people.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
And then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. So يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهِ Rasulahu, and then mu'minin and mu'minat. One way of annoying Allah is to annoy mu'minin. If you trouble a mu'min, whether a mu'min is a man or woman, you are declaring war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are fighting against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a mu'min's honor and dignity is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fighting a mu'min, especially if it is because he is mu'min, fighting a mu'min as such is to declare war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Allah says, مَنْ قَتَلَ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمَّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ خَالَدًا فِيهَا. If someone kills a believer deliberately, perhaps it means that he is killing him knowingly and because he is a mu'min. Not by chance and not because of other reasons. He kills him because he's a mu'min. Then it means that he has problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the punishment for him would be to be sent to hell and remain there forever, which is equal to the punishment of those who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are in the state of denial and rejection and final type of disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرَ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا. By saying something, this بِغَيْرَ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا means by attributing to them something that they haven't done. These are innocent people. And you tell that they have done something wrong. Mu'min has such an honor that if he does something wrong, you have to hide it. Now, if he has not done something wrong and you accuse him falsely, it's like declaring war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِغَيْرَ مَكْتَسَبُوا. They haven't done this. They're innocent. فَقَدْ اِحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Such people have undertaken false accusation and a great, clear, obvious, manifest sin.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.